Lord be with you. Okay, well, I don't have to. Those were two very popular tunes. Right? One was by John Williams and one was by another composer.
Thank you. And one, two, three.
called I Am Alive. I wrote that, thank you. Many years ago. Here's one by the man, Quincy Jones. Oh yeah. I got some Quincy Jones story because I told him the first gig. Now it's been like 5 gigs now. You know, it's just that Quincy Jones was living in L.A. You know, and all the film composers. He's doing a lot of film composing. You know, living out there. You know, all the greats. And Quincy Jones used to always have a little notebook. He used to take his notebook everywhere. And you know, when he had an idea, take out a notebook, write it down. So one day he was in a limo or something, or I don't know, he was going to a party or some award probably, you know, because he was great. And his daughter was with him, and you know, all of a sudden he just took out his notebook. He said, Dad, why do you always do that? Why are you always taking your own notebook all the time? He said, you know why? Because if I get an idea and I don't write it down, God will take it down the road to Mancini. Called Soul Bossa Nova.
Thank you. Thank you.
found something by Michael Camus.
Yeah.
And this is called Roy Ayers. Do you know who Roy Ayers is? Yeah, okay, yeah. This is a knowledgeable crowd. You have to be careful. Okay. Don't play any wrong notes. You'll know. We already played some wrong notes. This is called Roy Ayers' Party on the 69th Floor. Were you there? I don't know. Maybe you were there.
Dirty boy.
I was in college and I was like, clearly I'm not that good with names. I was like, I think I'm going to call it Roy Ayers. My roommate was like, you should call it Party on the 69th Floor. we put it together. And this is the result. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Harry Canterbury. From the 69th floor to devotion. Well, that's quite a journey, Michael. Later in life, I see. Okay.
Yeah, the ultimate journey is just right here.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay. It's not just devotion, there's a parenthesis.
It's true.
I see. Wait, devotion is 100K. That's very different than just devotion. Devotion is 100K, a different kind of devotion.
It's a preparatory practice for an induction into a certain level of devotion.
Thank you. Yes, for sure.
And I'd like to thank the band for being here all day. And we wouldn't have anywhere to do this if it wasn't for the hard work of Liam.
That's enough Liam love. Now back to us. You know, we are artists. We need a lot of love. You know, we can give a little bit to Liam. A little bit to Liam. Okay, a little bit of love. Now back to us. No, none for me. None for me. Thank you.
Go. One, two.
Catherine on the guitar. Okay, so this is the part of the evening. That should have been our last tune, you know? But it wasn't. We have, yay! But this is our last tune. Next one. You'll recognize this, perhaps. Okay. Someday musicians in the 22nd or 3rd century will not realize how beautiful they have it without chords. This is the bane of my existence, is cables. Alright, so first of all, yes, thank you for coming. We rely on you. We need you. We love you. You keep coming. If you keep coming, we will keep playing. And if everybody tells two people, even one person, to come, then we'll really keep playing forever. Okay, so anyway, this is where I introduce this incredible band that we have assembled here. On saxophones, Mr. Matt Bowder on saxophones. My man. Mr. Soul. Perhaps he's a double threat. Perhaps you will hear us. We're going to be playing in the bar here, and Keith's going to be playing Hammond organ, believe it or not. Okay, yeah, that's going to be dope. On flute, Adriana Tampesa. I keep telling her not to get more applause than me. It's very bad to get more applause than the band leader. On violin, Jonathan Talbot. I know, a big band with a violin, right? But I had to have Jonathan. Just had to. On trombone, Ben O'Shea, our newest member. Welcome him, Ben O'Shea. Oh yeah, Ben, baby. In any big band, you really have to have a really good trumpet player. Somebody who's solid, who's gonna play that stuff like right on pitch, right on rhythm, all the time, and that's Dylan Canterbury. Mr. Consistency. Mr. Never makes a mistake. I'm waiting for your mistake. Okay, there it is. On keyboards. Justin Geyer. On guitar, I just introduced him, but why not? Zach Layton on guitar. My man. Zach. Yes. And on bass, holding it down. His new bass, his new Fender Mustang. Short scale bass. David Lisby on bass, people. Okay. Alright, as I said, you will recognize this eventually. Oh, who cares about Michael Cameras? But cameras! Oh, I didn't see him. I thought he was somewhere. we got a special thing for you. Special thing. So if you could just, can everybody just move back a little bit? I know it's, I'm asking
you.
Thank you.
Cameron and his amazing hula hoop. I told you it would be worth it. Okay, but that wasn't up there. All right. Now, okay, settle down, everybody. Cops are coming soon. Cops are coming. Well, you all know that really wasn't the last two, right? Because those of you who have been here know the last two is always a song. Always a song. Always a song. So this song. My apologies. One time I was being interviewed in Germany. I've told this story before, but I'm going to tell it again. I've been interviewed in Germany, and the interviewer knew my work very well. Said, well, I don't know how this subject, but something from Oklahoma. And I said to him, well, you know, I would give up everything I ever wrote if I could have written Oklahoma. And he was, oh, that's funny, Bobby. He didn't believe me, but it's true. Anyway, my apologies to Hamilton, because I've kind of altered the lyrics a little bit. And Michael takes off his clothes. I put on mine. Thank you. I'll tell you. I got to be Hudson Valley on a Friday. On Saturday, I learned a thing or two. And I never had an idea what the modern world was coming to. I saw 10 electric buggies going by themselves. All of them were took a walk. Then I put my ear on the Apple iPhone. What next?
What next?
Everything's up to date in Hudson City. They've gone about as far as they could go. They built and built a skyscraper, three stories high, about as high as a building on a road. Everything's like a dream in Hudson City. It's better than a Bobby Brandon show. You can turn the radiator on. Walk to the privy in the rain and never wet your feet. They've gone about as far as they can go.
That's right!
They've gone about as far as they can go.
And the three in. Yeah, come down here. I'm totally lost.
Everything's up to date in Catskill City. They've gone about as far as they could go. They got a little theater, they call the Avalon. The plays you wish you could see and then you show. I guess that isn't as far as we could go. I think we're going a little further.